A futurist known as FM 2030 has died at age 69. FM 2030 was Iranian by birth. He was raised overseas in a diplomat's family. He was an athlete who became a novelist, who became a futurist. Today we spoke with his friend, Flora Schnall, about the man everybody called FM 2030.
He absolutely insisted on it. He changed his name because he felt that, and I'm quoting something he wrote himself, that conventional names define a person's past, ancestry, ethnicity, nationality, religion. I am not who I was 10 years ago, and certainly not who I will be in 20 years. The name 2030 reflects my conviction that the years around 2030 will be a magical time. The solar system will be alive with people linking in and out of planets and moons and orbital communities. In 2030, we will be ageless, and everyone will have an excellent chance to live forever.
I take it he would have been in 2030 100 years old?
Probably.
Probably, you say, because...
I don't want to give away his age, but it's too late for that now.
He did not want to talk about his age.
He did not. He felt that age was irrelevant.
What does one do as a futurist? He wrote several books, and he was teaching in several venues. What was his life like, actually, his career?
Well, I've known him for almost 35 years, and when I first met FM, he was a masterful novelist. And he abandoned that. He changed his name at least three times since I met him. And then wrote a book. And it was hard for me to imagine switching from being a really wonderful novelist to writing nonfiction, his first book, Optimism One. And then he started to teach. He started one of the first courses at the New School in New York on future planning, and then taught at UCLA and wrote more books. And he became a consultant to industry. He wrote a book in the early 80s about, it was called Telespheres. It was about telemedicine. It was about telebanking. It was about teleshopping. He was very against embargoes because he felt it was the free flow of information that, in fact, would drop barriers and bring new ideas and new thinking into countries that were trying to repress it.
Is this true that he had his body, by instruction, had his body frozen in Arizona?
Yes, he did. It was very difficult, as you can expect. The police, the emergency people, the hospital were a little bit difficult. I hope in the future they'll have a more lenient and liberal view of it and be more helpful. His body was cooled. It was shipped out by plane, and they were able to, they said, hopefully successfully freeze it. And we're looking forward to the time when science and technology will enable him to be resuscitated.
Thank you, Ms. Schnall, for talking with us.
Thank you, Noah.
Flora Schnall speaking with us about the futurist FM 2030, who died Saturday of pancreatic cancer.